Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy first of the month. First of May coming your way. And happy hump day, everybody. My name is Edgar. This is Brian right here.
And it's the end of those Justin Timberlake memes. Oh, it's not gonna be May. It is May.
What are you talking about? I didn't see anything about that yesterday.
It's gonna be May.
Yo, but then all the Backstreet Boys fans were like,
as long as you love me.
The rest of NSYNC was singing a little something sadder than that. Like, come on, Justin, how come you get this day too?
But he did post a video about it and included the rest of the NSYNC members.
Oh, what,
so that was nice of him. Man, I got the craziest text from my boy Brian last night. We'll get into it in a sec, but it said, yo, I think I messed up big this weekend, and now I have to propose to my girl.
What?
Oh, we'll get into that situation. Sounds very romantic, by the way.
I probably could have worded that a little differently. I don't think Jessica would appreciate the word have.
Brian, how did you know Jessica was the one? Well, I'll start in this one text.
I think I messed up and I have to propose.
Our girl Chelsea's out today. She's prepping for the red carpet at the Billboard Music Awards. She'll be back tomorrow. Good morning to you, Tamara.
Good morning.
Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. You could call or text us at 877-971-HITS. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, Brian, let's get back to you, man. So how is it that you messed up this weekend and now you have to propose to your girl?
Well, I made a mistake in a post, and I didn't really realize the gravity of my, let's just say, somewhat intoxicated caption on my Instagram
post. Was there alcohol involved?
Oh, lots of it, yeah. This comedy club, The Punchline, in Atlanta that I go to all the time, they just pour a little heavy when I'm in town.
Hey.
So I think I'm still walking that one off.
Yeah.
But so I posted a picture of me and my girlfriend at the comedy club, and I was trying to just, you know, throw a little shout out to her for being so dope. When I'm back in Atlanta, I always try to do a spot at the comedy clubs, you know, just to kind of keep those skills sharp. And that's a lot to drag someone to a comedy club over and over again.
Right, especially because you guys are in a long distance relationship.
Right.
So when you're there, she kind of wants you all for herself to support you in this situation. It's really dope of her.
Yeah, right. So I guess I didn't realize what I'd written, because for like the last 3 days, I've been getting text messages that just say congratulations.
Oh, shoot.
And I didn't know what they were congratulating me for. And then Jessica was like, my mom asked me if we got engaged this weekend.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Right.
What did you put on the post?
So on the post, I put like this, you know, I really appreciate her. She's such a great, like, she's always supporting me in whatever endeavor I do and blah, blah, blah. And then at the end, I was typing, that's a good life partner. Right? But here's, no. Here's where,
no. It's writing, bro.
Here's where Instagram caught me up, though, is that I typed in life partner and not autocorrect, but the emoji was like, ring.
Oh, right? Automatic.
Automatic, you know, it does that. And so I was like, yeah, man, there's a ring in there. Boom.
Oh, my gosh, Brian.
And
you put out the bat signal, bro.
I know, I did.
And now you're like, no, we don't need you, Batman. We good.
Yeah, I started the shot clock is what I did. Yes. Like, I got a timer on me now. So it's like, I looked at the Instagram post. It's still up right now, at Mood Comedy, if you want to look and just judge me for it to see how bad my wording was.
By the way, do comment on it and just troll him by posting, like, wedding ring emojis all over it.
That's all there is on it. It's like, congrats, wedding ring emojis. There's like 3,000 likes and like 1,000 comments. And I was like, oh my God, I just pump fake proposed to my girlfriend. There's people walking around the world I know just think I did that already. And like, there's no way, like you said, I put out the bat signal of a ring. There's no way my girlfriend isn't like, huh, let's see how many days it takes them to fulfill this promise.
Between just us right here, Brian, you think you think this year, bro, it's going to happen?
I mean, you saw the wording in my text, Edgar.
Oh!
It has to be this year.
Oh, my God, guys. That is breaking news right there.
Yeah,
because if you don't, the text message you're going to get in the comments is going to be, congratulations, you played yourself.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Listen, our mission isn't only to entertain you, but it's also to keep you healthy, measles-free, and herpes-free.
That's...
I feel like measles, we can do our best to educate you on measles. Herpes, you got to protect yourself. I don't feel bad for you if you come down with a case of the herpes.
I don't feel bad for you.
You did that to yourself.
The measles outbreak has now reached Orange County. We'll break it down to you in regards to what three locations may have exposed you to the measles and dates and so on and so forth. Also, another jump in herpes has been seen. We'll get into that in a sec. All right, first and foremost, measles outbreak. We know about L.A. County, UCLA, Cal State LA, we spoke about yesterday, right? So now the OC has seen its first case. Patient, she's in her 20s from Placentia. She traveled outside of the country to some country that had been suffering from a measles outbreak, brought it back to the good old United States of America. So, listen, this is what's going on right now. She's been quarantined now. She's chilling at her pad. These are the three areas, locations in the OC that she visited that could have infected you. And you could have been exposed to it. All right. First and foremost, the business park at 5 Hunton Center Drive in Santa Ana from April 23rd to April 25th.
Whew, I don't do any business.
Nope, haven't been there.
Between 7:45 and 7:15. 7:45 in the morning, 7:15 p.m., right? Second location in the OC where you may have been exposed, St. Jude Emergency Department. On East Valencia Mesa Drive in Fullerton on April 27th from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And last but not least, AMC Movie Theater. At 1001 South Lemon Street in Fullerton, beginning April 25th at 11 p.m. to April 26th at 4 a.m.
Is that like an Endgame screening?
Had to be.
Probably, I don't know, man.
The theater was full, too.
Oh, no.
Damn.
So, so check this out. A lot of times, again, like Dr. Rutland, who visited us recently, said, you won't be able to see any of the symptoms about 7 to 21 days later. Damn. High fever, spots all over your chest, you know what I'm saying? So definitely if you see any of that pop up, make sure you head to your doctor, emergency room, or whatever it may be, especially kids under 5 and the vintage folk in our community, the elderly.
Well, and quarantine yourself, right? So I think the thing is that we talked about how if you're around someone with the measles, I read a stat saying it's 90% chance you're going to contract measles if you're sitting next to somebody.
Especially if you don't have the vaccination.
Yeah, and it lives for, only if you don't have the vaccination or if you need a booster. But it lives for 2 hours outside the body. So if you do think you have measles, I would say don't go specifically quarantine yourself and maybe make a phone call. Hey, where should I go?
Yeah.
What's the best emergency room to go to? Because look, you don't want to walk into a crowded emergency room with babies and kids, you know, all sorts of folk.
With people that are already vulnerable with their immune system.
Uh-huh.
Facts on that. So definitely. All right, guys. Also moving right on to keeping you herpes free. We spoke about the herpes outbreak and the jump that we saw right after Coachella, out in Coachella area in Indio, and even had Dr. Rutland in the studio to talk about it. Let's remember that moment. Dr. Rutland in the studio, appreciate you being with us.
Hey, appreciate you having me. Thanks a lot.
Massive jump in herpes cases reported right after Coachella Music Festival.
See, I feel really comfortable because you guys have, what's my nickname? Coachelsea. So I'm feeling a little bit like...
I've actually always been afraid of going to Coachella. I don't know why.
As a doctor.
Maybe it's the outbreak. I don't know.
He's like, medically, we don't recommend you go to Coachella.
Right? Exactly. I'm just kind of like,
So now... they saw another jump in herpes cases in the same area because of Stagecoach this weekend.
Oh, my God.
The Country Music Festival, y'all.
You know what? It is that festival lifestyle, though, because when Chelsea was talking about, you know, the second weekend of Coachella, she was like, oh, I had a Coachella boyfriend this weekend. Well, we know what Coachella boyfriend means. So you just got all these people out in the desert living their best life, having a few drinks and whatever else is in their system, and they start making out and doing whatever.
Well, both weekends she had different boyfriends. By the way, let me clarify, because people may be asking, like, yo, you guys are talking about this. Where's Chelsea this morning? Chelsea is in Vegas.
Quarantine.
At another music festival. No, she's in Vegas covering the Billboard Music Awards on the red carpet. We'll have inside a scoop on that tomorrow morning. Make sure you tune in.
That's funny. The only other place where herpes is probably more rampant is Vegas.
Yeah.
She's just putting herself right back into the fire.
All right, man. Nice transition, familia. It's a herpes-free party we got going on this Friday for Cinco de Mayo. We're going to be live at Guadalajara Grill in Baldwin Park, 6 to 10 in the morning. Coming up next, we got VIP passes for you. Stay tuned.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
We got Patsy from Corona on the line. Good morning.
the winning.
Patsy, you're calling 9. You are the winner. Congratulations.
Winner!
Patsy, you do know it's in the morning, so what are you going to ditch to come party with us and have some menudo, tamales, enchiladas, fajitas, carnitas, and some Mexican bread?
Probably ditch the kids taking to school and then go have breakfast.
Should drop them off way early. They're like, Mom, it's 5:30 in the morning.
Bye,
kids. See ya. Got to go get some breakfast.
I'm teaching you a lesson here, kids. You got to be prepared for school. You got to get here early and, you know, mentally prepare yourself. Patsy, you got to at least bring some Tupperware and take some food for to go for the kids, all right?
Oh, that's right. I have the Wobble Grill Tupperware already ready to go.
Oh, she's ready.
I love it, man.
Hey, I'm Mexican. I gotta save that Tupperware.
You got to, girl. Don't mess with a woman's Tupperware, that's for sure, regardless if they're Mexican or any other ethnicity. Love you, Patsy. We'll see you this Friday.
Thank you.
Shout out for your kids. What are you going to tell them? Why you're leaving them?
I don't know. All right. Better go to work.
Tell them straight up. Guys, mom's a winner.
Duh. All right, coming up next in for our girl Chelsea, who's covering the red carpet at the Billboard Music Awards tonight, we got our social media guru, Tamara. What's coming up in the report?
All right, so what platinum-selling artist got confronted by mall security? And I got everything you need to know about Chance the Rapper's new album, and it's coming up at 6:50.
Thank you, Tamara.
The Chelsea Report.
All right, so it's been 3 years since Chance the Rapper has dropped a full-length solo project, Coloring Book. So around April, his wife finally gave him her blessing so he can continue to finish his album. So what we know about the album so far, all right? It's coming out in July.
Okay.
All right, I'm really excited about it. Can you see?
Yeah. I haven't seen you smile this big ever.
No, I love Chance. And this will be Chance's actual first album. He's never dropped an album. It's been projects or EPs, LPs, whatever. But this is his first album he's releasing, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
He says, don't expect it to be like Coloring Book or Acid Rap. So those were his previous EPs. Also, what's really exciting, some potential features are Kanye West and Childish Gambino.
Get it, man. Right? Well, yeah, Kanye makes sense, both from Chicago. Right. And look, if he's got his wife's blessing, it's going to go great.
Right?
Do you think it was his wife's blessing or his wife like, get out of the house. I get it. Our relationship's good. Go do something.
You know, it could be. And also, once he drops the album, he will go on tour. And of course, LA is a part of the first leg of the tour. So that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. Do you know if he's gonna sell his music this time around? Because usually he was known for just like putting out his music for free, right?
Yeah, I mean, Chance is gonna do something. Yeah. He's gonna do something to make sure that his album is accessible to everybody, because he's never been an artist who's been about like the money first.
Right.
He's always been about the community and about getting people like in the culture and getting his music out there.
But now he's got a wife, bro.
Right. He's like, let me run this by the missus real quick. We doing this for free, girl?
No. And she's like, let me check with God. No. He said no.
He's wiped up. All right, so my girl SZA got played in Calabasas, y'all.
What?
What went down with her?
All right, so she was just shopping in Calabasas at a Sephora.
Okay.
And she was just shopping for makeup and grabbing different things, and she got confronted by security.
So
the security guard walked up to her and was like, hey, and she was like, what's going on? Very confused, like, why are you talking to me?
Like, stay out of my business.
Right, and so the security guard said an employee accused her of stealing.
Oh, snap.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, of course, she had to take it to Twitter. SZA
the court of Twitter. Right? I wonder how this is going to go.
That's where real justice goes down.
Right. So she even gave the lady a name. So she said, laugh out loud, Sandy Sephora, location 614 Calabasas, called security to make sure I wasn't stealing. We talked for a long time. So when a black girl said we talked for a long time. She spilled some tea, okay?
Y'all, I'm going to take your word for that one, Tam.
But was she clapping, Tam? Right? Was she clapping?
She probably was. Neck going and everything. And she ended the tweet. She was like, you have a blessed day, Sandy.
And, that's even worse.
Right? And she followed up. She was like, can it be just copy, get some Fenty and do her face or whatever?
Yeah.
And so, So SZA, she got played at the mall.
At least Sandy has a hashtag, you know? Hashtag Sandy Sephora.
Sandy Sephora.
Get called out, make sure it trends.
Yeah, facts on facts. Well, thank you, Tamara. Appreciate it. Good job on that report.
Thank you. Filling in
for our girl, Chelsea. Coming up next, we got that $1,000 coming your way at 7:10 this morning. Also, speaking about the Billboard Music Awards, we're sending our two promotion street dudes out to the red carpet.
Oh,
and we have three challenges for them that could potentially get them arrested.
That's,
all right?
That's good radio right there.
Oh, that's great. That's why they're doing it, not us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Happy hump day, ombliguito de la semana, 97.1 Amp Radio. We got some special guests in the studio right now. It's the Amp Hype Bros, everybody.
The Hype Bros!
Hey,
what's
good?
What's going on, guys?
If you guys don't know who the Amp Hype Bros are, you've been living under a rock.
You haven't gone to any live event in the last 4 months.
That's true. Hype Bros for Amp Radio, basically. We got Joe Wow. What up, Joe Wow?
What's up, guys?
And
I love you guys.
Dan Wow. What up, bro?
Dan Wow. Yeah.
We just came up with that nickname today, so I love it, so I'll take it.
Dan Wow.
So we're sending them to Vegas to cover the Billboard Music Awards.
Oh, man.
Chelsea's already out there, but they're going out there today. We could only afford one night of a hotel stay, and they got to share. And we got challenges for them to be able to complete. And if not, there is a punishment if they don't complete these three challenges that you guys have to do while you're in Vegas. We'll get this up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio, but they wear about 30 different fake gold chains.
You hear that? That's real.
This one's heavy.
This is real. This is real gold that you're listening to right now.
Sponsored by the 99 Cent Store. Yes. And they wear sunglasses.
Right, we'll take that sponsorship.
Dollar Tree.
We need it.
We'll take whatever we can get.
We need any money right now, guys. We need any money.
You guys already know Joe Wow because he's the one that records our drunk interviews for Tipsy Talk, and Dan Wow is with him as his hype bro. This is Joe Wow. You've heard him best when he's drunk.
January. Fair worry.
He can't speak very well. By the way, they already have mimosas in their head.
Yeah, we're drunk.
Anytime you come to the studio bringing a mimosa, you are welcomed in that door. I'll say that right now.
All right. Amp Hype Bros, Joe Wow, and Dan Wow. These are your three challenges. And if you don't accomplish two out of three in your Vegas trip, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but the flight we got you guys is not round trip.
Okay.
They're two separate one ways.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Are we staying in Vegas or what? Because I'm down. I'm down to stay in Vegas.
Like, that's a punishment? The punishment is you guys got to figure out how to get back to L.A.
Okay. Okay.
We will take away your return flight, basically.
I'm down for that. Hey. Are you down, Joel?
Let's do it. I'm ready.
I accept.
You don't even know the challenge yet.
It's no fun if they're actually excited about the punishment.
No, I truly am.
You guys got to be back because you guys got to be at our Cinco de Mayo party this Friday.
That's
true.
We're
going to
be there.
Going down to Guadalajara Grill in Baldwin Park. Y'all invited, by the way, that are listening. All right, so these are three challenges. Number one, Joe Wow and Dan Wow, Amp Hype Bros. You got to convince a couple to allow you to be groomsmen in their wedding in Vegas.
Fine.
Challenge accepted.
Down.
For instance, give me an example. Let's say Brian's about to get married in one of those little chapels. Dan Wow, what would you say to convince him?
I'm going
to
be a groomsman. That's it. Look at me.
That's strangely compelling. But one, you're going to want to work on the woman in the scenario. Start there. Don't start with the guy.
He's like, look, man, I got this ring from the 99 Cent Store. You're sponsoring this.
We're sponsored.
Right. Second challenge for the Amp Hype Bros while they're in Vegas. Sing Old Town Road by Lil Nas X out loud while on a gondola ride in the Venetian Hotel.
That's easy again.
Joe Wow, give me a little sample.
I'm gonna ride my horse. No, I'm gonna ride my. What? Get, sorry. I'm gonna ride my
I'm gonna do the rap version. How about that?
All right.
Let's go. It goes, I got the horses in the back. Horse track is attached. Hat is black, Maytay black. I got the boots that's black to match. Riding with the horse. Ha!
You can look for points.
Last but not least, while you're at the Billboard Music Awards, your last challenge at High Bros is to crowd surf over BTS fans. All right. At the Billboard Music Awards.
Simple.
We know that the BTS army is going to be present.
Yes.
Crazy amount of numbers. You just somehow, one of you needs to crowd surf.
That's easy. Have insurance for this.
First of all, you guys aren't even getting paid for going out there.
That's true.
They lied to us.
Yeah. We just asked you, do you guys want to go to Vegas for the red carpet of the Billboard Music Awards? You guys said yes.
We're going to lose these challenges. We're going to get stuck in Vegas.
No wonder it's not even on our schedule.
I don't even think that management knows you're going.
No, they don't.
All right, you guys accept those three challenges?
I accept.
All right, so what's your special plan for the red carpet at the Billboard Music Awards going down tonight?
We're
going
to be handing out some chains. And what else are we going
to
be giving?
We got these custom-made flasks, man. We're going to try to take shots with the the artists. I don't know if they're down or not, but we're going to try to take shots with
them. Hopefully we don't get slapped.
All right, dope. We'll see how the AMP artists respond to the AMP on the red carpet, handing out flasks and fake-ass gold chains. All right, let's make sure you grab everything on audio and video so we can post on social media at 97.1 AMP Radio. You can also follow the at AMP Hype Bros on social media, man. Check them out. Sponsored by 99 Cent Store. Have fun. AMP Hype Bros, everybody.
Let's go.
AMP Hype Bros. Hopefully we'll see you Friday.
We'll check in with them tomorrow.
Don't get gridlocked. The three-way battle with Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 AMP Radio.
Your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of Pokemon Detective Pikachu by playing our trivia game, Freeway Battles. Call in, represent your SoCal Freeway, and battle it out. We got two contestants on the line. They're going to take turns going back and forth, rattling off answers until one of their brains gets gridlocked just like their freeway, and then they will lose. We're going to give you a category, for example. Name as many names as you can that start with the letter F as in Frank. Now, if your brain gets gridlocked for 3 seconds or more, you lose. If you say an incorrect answer, you lose. Or if you repeat an answer, you will lose. Let's meet our two contestants. We got Lauren from deep in the IE, Moval. Good morning.
Good morning.
What freeway are you representing, Lauren?
The 91.
Oh.
Everybody's Brother's Freeway.
And you're going to be going up against Brandon from the LBC, repping the 710. What up, Brandon?
Good morning.
Get ready for this battle.
All right, Lauren, tell me the 91 is going to beat the 710 this morning.
Because the 91 is famous for its traffic, and everybody knows about it, so that's why it's going to win.
Oh! All right, well, let's see what Brandon has to say. Brandon, why is the 710 going to win this morning?
Because the 710 tricks you. At first, there's no traffic. Then you get by Atlantic and Bandini, and boom, there you are.
It's like a surprise party. I agree with you. You're like, oh, I got all the way to... No!
So what Brandon's trying to say, Lauren, is you may think you're going to beat Brandon, but then you're going to get gridlocked, girl. All right.
That's okay.
Take one turn each, okay? Ready? Your guys' category this morning, because Cinco de Mayo is just around the corner, name as many Mexican food items as possible. Ready, set, go.
Tacos.
Plata.
Chips.
Guacamole.
Rice.
Tostada.
Woo.
Beans.
Woo.
Chile relleno.
Hey! Oh! Relleno.
Oh, God. Enchiladas.
Woo, that was close.
Ceviche.
Hey!
Oh, snap. Quesadillas.
Woo!
Mole.
Woo! My man!
Is that in Puebla, in Oaxaca?
Tacos! Oh! The tricky 710 came through, Brandon! Oh. You are the winner!
Hey.
Lauren, saw your brain got gridlocked, but listen up. We're going to hook you up with a 4-pack of VIP passes to our Cinco de Mayo party at the Guadalajara Grill this Friday, 6 to 10 in the morning, where we're going to have menudo, tamales, enchiladas, churros, carnitas, and much more, all right?
Awesome, thank you.
My favorite thing that happens morning is when Lauren said, snap!
Brandon, let me just ask you, bro.
Yes.
How do you know so much food from Mexico, bro?
First, I'm from Southern California.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know all the good stuff. Plus, I did culinary art for 3 years.
Oh,
Lauren. Lauren, you got done dirty this morning by a chef that grew up in Southern California.
But Brandon did warn you.
What the heck?
He was going to be tricky like the 710.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
You got to pay extra close attention when you're pumping at the gas pump nowadays. Wait till you hear what just went down with a dude that posted this video up on Facebook. A gas station customer captured video of an Arco AMPM in Hacienda Heights where the gas pump continued to charge him even though the fuel pump had already stopped.
Really?
It just kept tallying up the bill, bro, on its own.
Just keeps. Was it running or just like a situation where it was just trying to round up to the nearest dollar? Which I still think is jacked up.
It's messed up, bro. It's messed up, man. I went down at the Arco AMPM in Hacienda Heights on Colima and Azusa on the street corners of that. My man said he went to go complain and demand a refund. They refused. They even showed him the video and they just ignored him.
I mean, it would be kind of funny though with an AMPM Arco because you know, like, I don't know if they still do it, but a lot of them were kind of, we don't take card, you gotta do cash or whatever. Uh-huh. If they're like, look, dude, we're doing that for you. No one wants change.
Yeah.
Round bills.
For the first time I noticed one of the pumps here, at least here in LA, I came across a gas station where it said if you pay cash, you get 10 cents off per gallon.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
And if you pay them like just on the side too.
Right.
Like if you put it in like in a brown baggie
right.
on the side, just kind of drop it off.
Right.
They give you an extra hookup.
That sounds,
on prices of the gas.
Sounds so shady.
Come on, bro. You just come around the side of the building, yeah. Slip me $20, and just as much gas you want.
Yo, man, I got to send a special shout out to my beautiful wife and daughters right now. You know, yesterday was our wedding anniversary, our 8th wedding anniversary. Yesterday surprised me, guys. So I walk in, and it's my 2-year-old daughter, Ariela, and when I opened the door, they had balloons throughout the entire house with a happy anniversary sign up and little post-its of notes. And then at the end of the notes, it was my wife's iPhone playing our song that we first kissed to when we were dating.
Oh, jeez.
Jesse and Joy, Llegaste Tu, beautiful song. And this is Ariela going, ta-da!
Look what I did! It.
Listen to her.
Ta-da! Happy anniversary!
So thank you to my beautiful wife and my 2 daughters. And what I learned from my wife yesterday, I want to share with you guys, is like no matter how long you've been with somebody, never stop dating them, courting them, surprising them, making them want to fall in love with you. It's a beautiful thing. So thank you so much, my love. Appreciate that.
Damn, that's going to be expensive with my girlfriend. I got to date you forever? No.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1. Amp Radio.
Our girl Chelsea's out in Vegas covering the Billboard Music Awards on the red carpet. We got a social media guru, Tamra, covering her this morning.
The Chelsea Report.
All right, so Justin Bieber teased a project with our favorite ginger, Ed Sheeran.
Get it, boys.
Yes.
Do we have any other ginger?
I know. I feel like he's got a lock on that, but also, who else?
Nobody else. But it's just Ed Sheeran.
That's why he's our favorite. No, he's cool, man. I love that guy.
All right, so Bieber took to Twitter and posted a side-by-side photo of Ed Sheeran and him behind a green screen, and they're smiling to the camera.
Right.
And the weird thing about this post is that he captioned it with the number 10. So his fans started like freaking out, like, what does this 10 mean? Does it mean 10 days, 10 right. weeks? Like, what does it mean? So people have been going crazy over social media on
what's going on,
if they're going to have a future collab. Or
now, they've worked together before on Love Yourself.
Yes.
In 2015. By the way, shout out to our nighttime show host. McCabe did a funny little Photoshopping. Yeah. He put himself behind Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber as well. Check it out at 97.1 Amp Radio. But
three-way prom.
It was weird as heck, man. Like a little choo-choo train situation. But, man, that's going to be dope if they bring out some music, man. Are you stoked, man?
You know what the funny thing about Bieber is that this dude has been the busiest person in music after saying on March 25th he was taking a break from music to focus on mental health and his relationship with Haley Baldwin. And since then, the dude just can't not be trending on social media.
He just performed at Coachella.
Right, I know.
At Coachella, he's nonstop.
Now teasing music with the ginger.
Yeah, so excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Pete Davidson is going to war with the comedy club owner because he was overly sarcastic when he told the crowd not to mention Kate Beckinsale and Ariana Grande.
All right, so let's hear it. This is a video from Pete Davidson that he posted on his social media.
Yeah, on his Instagram story. So he was at the Stress Factory in New Jersey, and Vinny Brand is the owner. And I've met Vinny Brand. I've played the Stress Factory. I think this goes a lot farther back than just now because he's known Pete for like 10 years, and I think he just doesn't respect
Pete. And Pete didn't end up doing the show. Yeah. He just took off on the spot, and the comedy owner played the video that Pete posted on social media to the crowd as to why he wasn't there.
Disrespected me and did something that I told my mom to do. Yeah. And I can't, you know, perform under those circumstances.
You, Barry! On no way in the world would I ever disrespect any comedian. And Pete Davidson, I didn't disrespect you. Your security guy told me to say what I said. And if you got a bad security guy, you should have fired your damn security guy. You s***ed on everybody here.
Wow. I haven't seen the full video, but I just have a feeling his veins are popping out of his neck.
Full professional wrestler mode in that situation. I think it's tricky with Pete right now, right? Because one, he's a comedian who's worked the Stress Factory a long time. Mm-hmm. That owner feels like he's got like kind of a sarcastic-y type. You know, comics roast each other. He's also, from what I read, is that Pete's had issues with people heckling about Mac Miller, about Ariana Grande, and this Kate Beckinsale breakup just happened. So I think his security guard was like, hey, don't mention these things. And I just think Pete didn't want Vinny on the show at all. And Vinny Brand went on stage and maybe sounded sarcastic. Maybe that's just kind of like the game of telephone where someone's like, yo, he's kind of ripping into you about these. You said not to mention any of these ex-girlfriends, almost kind of goading the crowd. But lately, man, I just feel Pete Davidson, talk about someone who needs a break, man. That guy has been going hard in the public eye, being a little messy. I know him and MGK are like the bromance that is interesting to watch, but it seems like a lot of drinking late nights, partying, and just seems like he's kind of like, you see it on his face, he's looking like he's kind of melting down.
To wrap this up, Brian, you being a stand-up comedian, bro, let's say you do tell a comedy club owner, hey man, I really don't want you to mention any of my drama with ABC.
Right.
And then that comedy club owner goes on stage and says it to the crowd, hey, by the way, we're about to have Brian Mood on stage. Do not mention his ex-wife from England.
Right.
Okay. And that messy ass divorce he had. How do you react to that?
I still do the show, but I just lay into the owner relentlessly to the point at which I don't know if I ever work the club again.
Got it.
But for me, comedy's always been about being able to laugh at those things. Now, Pete just may be so stressed out that he can't at this point or doesn't want to.
Yeah.
But also, like, he makes a living on SNL right now roasting everybody else. So you kind of got to take it when it comes at you.
Thank you, Tam. Appreciate you. And those stories on 97.1 Amp Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I need you to be completely honest with me. Have you ever posted something on Instagram, gone back a few minutes later, maybe an hour later, to see how many likes it has?
Yikes.
And depending on how many likes it has or doesn't have, it makes you feel a certain kind of way.
100%, man.
Either, oh, damn, that was dope, I'm getting love. Or, oh, really? Mm. Wow. Even to the point where you may even delete a post because it didn't get the likes you thought it was going to get. I know I've been there. I've even texted Majestic before I post on the main feed. Yo, Madge, is this main feed quality?
Or story quality?
Or story.
Or a non-post?
Is this a tweet? What is it?
It's dumb to think about it like that, guys. But the pressure's real, man.
Well, we quantify it with the validation that we get, you know? Like, I've straight up blamed Facebook algorithms. I don't even know what an algorithm is. 100%. I say the word like I know what it is because I think it makes me sound smart. I know we all have those words like algorithm. Yeah. And I post like a video that I worked on or like a joke or a picture, and I come back and it says like seen by 31 people and like one like. I'm like, oh hell no, Facebook, you're doing me dirty right now. There's no way this isn't like good quality stuff.
It's crazy the impact that these like counts or view counts have on your self-esteem, your self-worth, your value. It's crazy. So, with that being said, Instagram is thinking about cutting out the like counts on your Instagram main feed posts to where the public won't see how many likes you have. It'll only say like, oh, it would just mention a couple handles of people that have liked your stuff, but it won't tell you the total tally. But you internally can see how many people have liked it or not liked it. And this is being rooted on these concerns that all these like counts are negatively connected to mental health issues, people feeling crazy amount of anxiety over this, and even to the point of getting depressed.
Oh, no.
Because of the public like counts and shaming. Instagram did mention this, quote, exploring ways to reduce pressure on Instagram. We're always looking for ways to do that. Hit us up on the phone lines or text at 877-971-HITS. Is this a good idea or bad idea for Instagram to cut out the public like counter? Brian, what are your thoughts on that, bro?
So, I look, if you're a grown-up and you find yourself getting depressed because of like counts, like, you need to do some work on yourself. It's not the likes. It's you. And you're a grown-up, and you should be able to, like, address your own issues if you have issues with social media. Maybe social media ain't for you, and maybe your pictures are just trash. Who knows? Look, we can't always blame everybody else.
So good idea or bad idea to cut it out?
I think Instagram's head is in the right place, but I don't think it's a good idea because, and also, if you're trying to protect kids from shaming, which is real, I have cousins who will delete a photo if because they get nervous if it doesn't have everyone who follows them liking the photo. So I understand for the kids, but then you just got to educate your kids. It's all education. Instagram could do whatever they want to try to reduce this. It's not going to help until we are take control of our own self-worth.
Our girl Chelsea is out of the studio today. She's in Vegas covering the red carpet for the Billboard Music Awards tonight. So we got our social media guru Tamara up in here representing the ladies. Tamara, be honest. Does it ever impact you when you post the pictures? Maybe even like a thirst trap. You feel me? You feeling yourself.
When
you're
I
looking
post a
good.
Thirst trap, I'm really thirsty.
Oh, we all, if you follow Tamron's stories, you know exactly what she's posting, a thirst trap. She'd be in like a hot tub and just a picture of her butt. And I'm like, damn, Tam.
Oh, my gosh.
She's like, did you like it, though?
Did you like it?
I felt like HR would get mad at me.
Does that impact you, seeing how many likes you get publicly?
In the beginning, when Instagram first started, yeah, but as of right now that I'm growing up and I'm kind of getting out of that phase of, oh my God, I need this amount of likes, it really doesn't matter to me anymore.
But the good thing is that since you still live at home with your parents, you could always just go to them.
You gotta call me out every time.
Just go to them and be like, yo, I didn't get enough likes. Can you guys make me feel better? on this thirst trap, Dad?
Right, that's when you post the thirst traps.
877-971-HITS. Good idea or bad idea? Give us a call or text us at that number. Instagram cutting out like counts publicly. Is it a good idea or bad idea? I think it's a good idea. Well, you know, publicly, internally, if you want to know, they're still going to show it to you.
Right.
Publicly, why does it matter? Why are you trying to show off how many likes you're getting or not getting?
Yeah, I just feel
it
like
is what it is,
if
bro.
If you take them down, people are going to make fun of you, too. Like, oh, look at Edgar's not confident about his like count. He played it private.
That's why I only post pictures of my daughters. They always
they
crush.
They get likes.
Cheater.
Rosemary from Downey, you're all about the likes being deleted.
Yes, 100%. Thought it was a great idea because people are way too consumed with likes and it's just so dumb. How do you possibly like let that affect your like mental health and everything?
I do think it's sad, man. If you see people's Instagram where you can tell they're not posting the things they want to post, they're posting the things they think are going to get them the validation. Mm. I just don't think that removing the likes is going to fix that. I think that's people having to take inventory of like, yo, this affects me. I need to protect myself from it or learn how to find validation other places. Right. Because I think we're kind of wussifying America by doing stuff like that.
Yeah, I also read that it said like if they do remove the likes, that people will probably like feel to post like more authentic stuff than like stuff that's gonna get them the likes, you know?
Yeah. Wait, so you're saying that what people are posting on social media sometimes isn't really what's going on in their life?
I mean, it's the reason why I only post my dogs on the beach playing around and stuff. I ain't post a picture of me.
You didn't post a picture of your hot-ass British roommate that was with your girlfriend causing all that drama.
Nope.
I listened about that yesterday.
Rosemary, appreciate you calling in. Love you, girl. Have a great week.
Love you, guys. Thank you.
Bye. Tiffany from West Hollywood, you're against Instagram hiding the likes that you get on Instagram publicly. Why is that?
Of all the things in the world right now to be upset about, everything that's going on, people are like pissed about not getting their likes. These are people who are like, have like no self-confidence whatsoever. This is what's ruling their life. Instagram runs their life. They do their flat lays and they take their pictures at brunch.
Who really gives a honestly?
Well, we know that you don't.
Yeah. Damn. Fired up.
So now you know, if you're posting your brunch and you didn't get a like from Tiffany, now you know why.
Okay.
But she's making a good point, man. It's like, if this is the problem that your life is fighting right now, like, you're okay. Just relax. Like, there are actual issues in the world that you can care about, whether or not your, you know, your sunny side up Avo toast got 25 likes.
Exactly. Thank you.
Tiffany, appreciate you calling in and keeping it 100 this morning.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I just think somebody needed to say it.
Like your comment. Thank you. But Instagram also in this article added, that's why they added the stories component to it, so people can feel less pressure, because the stories, you just post whatever the hell you want. Mm-hmm. More authentic and more real with less pressure, yo. Mm-hmm. What are our texts saying,
Ryan?
That's
so ridiculous. Text line's on fire at 877-971-HITS. We've got, Brian's got it right. We've got to educate the young on what is really important, and that's not Instagram likes. From the 562, post better stuff. You want more likes? Up your game. It ain't our fault. You be posting trash all the time.
Jeez, good lord.
From the 949, doesn't make a difference to me. I get excited with 10 likes. Oh. Apparently, that's not a lot. And then from the 714, and I think this is where I diverge a little bit, is with the kids. From 714, you have to protect the kids. Mm-hmm. They aren't able to process this kind of thing. Yeah. I have kids, and it's sad when they live in fear of the judgment of others. I'm not sure if taking the likes away would fix that, though, because then they'll be judged for not having the likes. I just work to try to get my kids off social media.
Yeah, man. I've seen that in kids and teenagers, legit. Like, how many followers you have? Mm-hmm. How many followers do they have? And it's now, like, a status thing, but also a worth thing. Oh, they're cool. Oh, they're dope. And if not, it's like you don't belong and you're not worth anything, man. It's sad, but true.
It's amazing to me, the young generation, right? The teenagers, the only thing they want in life is that blue check mark next to that Instagram. Verify me, Instagram, verify.
And by the way, let me just clarify. It's not just the kids that think that way.
Right, at all.
You're right. I was pretty excited when they verified me.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Shout out to Rosalinda from Downey. She won the VIP passes to come to our Cinco de Mayo Fiesta going down this Friday. You are all invited at the Guadalajara Grill in Baldwin Park, kicking off at 6 a.m. We also got a very special shout out.
Yeah, we got a text from Mia. She wanted to give a shout out to her mom, Brisa, who is graduating from Cal Baptist. And she said it's taken her a while to, you know, 11 years of on and off for school. And, she's super proud of her. So that's from Mia. Brisa, congratulations.
Congrats, man. She's becoming a nurse, right?
That's right. Getting a nursing degree.
Man, happy early Mother's Day gift right there, getting your nursing degree. All right, coming up next, another chance for you to win $1,000 at 9:10 this morning.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
97.1.
Mornings.
Camp Radio.
Our girl Chelsea's out in Vegas covering the Billboard Music Awards going down tonight. We got Tamara, social media guru, filling in. Good morning to you, Tam.
Good morning.
Tamara, you're in the dating scene.
Yes.
You use dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
And you see a lot of grimy things coming through. And for those of you listening, you know what I'm talking about. But now, dating app by the name of Bumble, very popular, is stepping up to the plate and is C-blocking you. I mean, even though you don't want that, but at least picture-wise, what I've heard, a lot of women don't like to get D-pics, a.k.a. headshots, that are unwanted. Right.
Especially on the dating app. It's like you don't even have my phone number yet.
Yeah.
Like that shot's weird. A little early.
Yeah, it's weird.
Does that happen a lot on dating apps as well?
It does happen a lot on dating apps. But I feel where it happens most is Snapchat. I call it Ratchet Chat because people be sending some crazy things over
Ratchet
there.
Ratchet Chat?
Well, it's like with Snapchat, it's like, hey, I know it disappears, but y'all know that people screenshot everything.
But at least the person will know.
So what? If you're sending your junk, you can't call me out for screenshotting it. Okay. Like, oh, how dare you?
Yeah.
You screenshotted my junk. It's like, how dare you send me your junk?
If you send a D-pic to somebody, you just became her and her friend's joke.
Of course, in the group chat.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. But anyways, they've used artificial intelligence, all right, to create a private part detector. And it detects, listen to this, different types, colors, shapes, and sizes.
Jeez.
Oh,
of privates. From the smallest to the greatest. So that when a nude or a lewd image is sent from one user to another on the dating app Bumble, the app will automatically scan the image. It will alert and blur it out automatically, send you a little alert like, yo, inappropriate picture coming through, and then you decide if you want to unblur it or not. Oh, I wonder if it's like one of those games where you like unblur just little parts of the
right.
pictures.
Like you gotta, with the capture things, you got to click on all the stop signs. Yeah.
Yo, this to make sure you're not a robot.
Right. This seems scary, though, man. Like, okay, now they're going to scan your junk, right? You send your junk picture. They scan it. That goes in a database somewhere.
That's up in the cloud, man.
Right. True. So that means, like, someday down the road, they're just tricking dudes into being able to identify you for crimes by your junk. Yes.
What happened if one of these clowns gets hacked? It's going to be raining D's, yo. It's not a good look.
I just think it's funny to think that, because it's not going to be correct all the time, right? Like, it's going to blur out some stuff when you just send a photo that it thinks is your junk, but it's not. I can't imagine, like, you hit a blurred picture and it's just some dude's face. And he's like, man, people always said I look like a big D, but now look at this. I guess it's confirmed on Bumble. D-head.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
Dopest Moment Award going out to the three super cute puppy dogs that visited us this morning from Vanderpump Dogs here in Hollywood. The dogs were named Nick, Kevin, and Joe. Same last name, Jonas. The Jonas Brothers actually sent them because they are launching their new tour called Happiness Begins Tour. They're actually going to be at the Honda Center and also at the Hollywood Bowl. So Honda Center is going down October 6th. Hollywood Bowl going down October 20th. Tickets go on sale May 10th. But you're going to be able to win these tickets to see the Jonas Bros in concert before you can buy them this weekend on Amp Radio, right?
It's so fun, man. If you've never seen Vanderpump Dogs on Vanderpump Rules or any of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and stuff, what Lisa and Ken Vanderpump have done in terms of, like, helping dogs in China, you know, strays in China and things like that, it's been awesome. And the dogs were adorable.
Super, bro.
Mine was trying to climb my head the whole time.
Yeah, we got video and pictures up on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. Check it out if you want a smile on your face. Let's put a smile on Cecilia's face real quick. Cecilia, good morning.
Good morning.
From Riverside, Cecilia, you're caller 9. Congratulations. You won the VIP
winner!
Passes.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, whoop.
Sound like the popo right there. Cecilia, where you at right now going whoop, whoop?
I'm at work.
She had to keep it all low-key right now. She gave
me a chance. Yes, so, but don't worry. I'll be ready to turn up on Friday because it's my birthday.
Oh, damn. There we go.
Feliz cumpleaños, Cecilia. You're going to be at our Cinco de Mayo fiesta at Guadalajara Grill. Everybody is invited, but you are a VIP guest, so you have access to this. Menudo, tamales, enchiladas, fajitas, carnitas, conchitas, and even churros.
Oh, yes.
For your birthday. Thank you, Cecilia.
Thank you.
Love you. Appreciate you. Can't wait to meet you in person, all right?
Love you guys. Can't wait to see you.
Órale, pues. Hang tight. All right. Jesse Ortiz coming up next, taking over your radio. And another chance at you winning $1,000 happening at 10:10 this morning.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.